Areena.
Kuuntelemme englanninkieliset uutiset.
With news from Finland, I'm Wiv Stenger. Good afternoon. German Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier met in Helsinki today with his Finnish counterpart Alexander Stubb, as well as Prime Minister Petteri Orpo. At a joint press conference after their meeting, the two presidents said they had spoken at length about U.S. plans to withdraw NATO troops from Germany. Stubb declared that the stronger the German army is, the safer Europe will be. He also argued that Ukraine must be brought closer to the EU and NATO. German officials said they hope to learn from Finland about how it arranges its military conscription, as Germany is planning to introduce voluntary military service. Meanwhile, a conscript was injured this morning when a training hand grenade exploded during an exercise at the Niinisalo garrison in southwest Finland. No one else was injured. The armored brigade says it remains unclear why the grenade detonated. The brigade is taking part in the Mighty Arrow military exercise, which runs until Saturday. In politics, the main opposition party, SDP, is still number one in Yle's political support survey, but its popularity declined for a second consecutive month. After reaching a near record high of 25% earlier this year, the Antti Lindtman-led SDP's support is now 23.7%. With parliamentary elections less than a year away, Prime Minister Petteri Orpo's National Coalition Party remains in second place, with 17.6% support, up slightly from the previous survey. There were only minor changes in support for the four largest parties, all falling within the 2-point margin of error. A data breach targeting mobile device accounts handled by Finland's government ICT center, known as Valtori, affected a number of the country's national security and law enforcement agencies, Yle has learned. The breach took place in late January and was reported in early February. That prompted the National Bureau of Investigation to open an investigation into suspected espionage and an aggravated data breach. Officials say the breach affected some 50,000 users, including officials at Customs, the National Police Board, and in the President's office. Finally, in the weather, we can expect more sunny, dry conditions with a chance of showers in some northern and central areas tonight and tomorrow. Overnight lows between +2 and -8 degrees Celsius. Tomorrow's highs mainly 10 to 15, but staying closer to zero in some northern parts. Winds are light to moderate and variable, and there's a forest fire alert in effect through most of western and central Finland through the rest of the week. And you can stay up to date at yle.fi forward slash